Satan is a clever sort of person, very powerful in one way, and yet powerless against faith in God, faith in the blood of Jesus Christ. But he is very subtle. You see, I don't think he cares much about us as long as we're following the flesh, doing whatever our body tells us to, giving ourselves over to sensuality, to drug abuse and alcohol, to our anger, our passions, all of those things. He's not too concerned about us. It is when we are trying to walk with God. It is when we have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, when we have been set aright and anew, and God has begun a good work in us. That's when the devil pays attention to what we are doing and wants to ruin what God has done in our lives. And so, many times, instead of a direct onslaught, he comes at us in a subtle way, just like he came at Jesus. I want to read about Jesus' temptation from the Gospel of Luke. It's in the 4th chapter. And Jesus, being full of the Holy Spirit, returned from Jordan and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing. When they were ended, he afterwards was hungry. And the devil said unto him, If you be the Son of God, command this stone that it be made bread. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil, taking him up into a high mountain, showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power I will give you, and the glory of them. For that is delivered unto me, and whomsoever I will give it. If you therefore will worship me, all shall be yours. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get you behind me, Satan. For it is written, You shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem, and set him on a pinnacle of the temple, and said unto him, If you be the Son of God, cast yourself down from here. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over you to keep you, and in their hands they shall bear you up, lest at any time you dash your foot against a stone. And Jesus answering said unto him, It is said, You shall not tempt the Lord your God. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed him for a season. You see, the devil began his assault on Jesus at the point of his confidence. Jesus had just come from his baptism. He had heard God say to him, This is my Son, in whom I am delighted. The dove had come down in physical form and stayed on him. John had said, The one who sent me baptizing said, When you see the Spirit come and remain on the person, that's the one. John said, I wouldn't have known him otherwise. But when the Spirit came down and landed on him and stayed on him, I proclaimed that this is the Son of God. So what was Satan's first words to Jesus in temptation? If you are God's Son. I call it the big if. You see, the devil wants to come to us and say, If you're really God's child by adoption, why are you having all this trouble? Why did you stumble in sin the other day? Why aren't you perfect if you are God's son or daughter? You see, he attacks us at our confidence, just as he attacked Jesus at his confidence. And Jesus came back at him with the word of God. The word of God says that when we repent, when we confess and believe and receive Jesus, that we have the authority to become his children. And you know, we will never be perfect. I want to tell you that is not an excuse to say I'm going to live my life any way I want and that God permits me to just keep on sinning. We know that cannot be, but we do know this. We're going to make mistakes. We're going to stumble. Sometimes we'll sin because the bar gets raised higher for us, doesn't it, as we walk along with Christ? For the Bible says, The one that knows to do good and does it not, to him it is sin. But you know, there are matters of the heart, and there are matters of relationship with other people and with God, where we don't always love God perfectly, and we don't always treat our neighbor as ourself. And this is sin because it breaks God's law of love. But the devil comes along and says, Ah, if you really are God's son, why do you have this trouble? And why did that happen to you? Come back at him with God's word. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you that you have proclaimed that I am your son. By faith, I grasp a hold of that, and I say with Jesus, be gone from me, Satan. I am God's son by the grace that is in Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.